You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have a question for you about gift purchases.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say who this is, but let me just say there's a family I know pretty well with children who are 17. Another one is 14. I can't remember how old the third one is. Probably 10, 11. But anyway, the parents still shop for the 17-year-old's gift for other people. Does that make sense? In other words, mom and dad will still go to the store and buy things for the 17-year-old to give to other people, like their siblings and stuff like that.
Oh, I see.
When I was talking about this with Gretchen, I was like, at what age are kids old enough to buy their own stuff? I mean, you can give them money
right.
if you want.
Yeah, did they have a job, that 17-year-old, do you know?
I don't want to say too much. Yes.
Okay.
Well, then they drive and all that other stuff. And I'm like,
well, then they can.
It's not the money part of it that gets me. It's like the 17-year-old really can't go get a gift for the 14-year-old on their own.
What do you do for the 14-year-old that doesn't have a job? Do you hand the 14-year-old money still to buy something for the 17-year-old?
I guess, and drop them off at the mall or something. I guess my question is, at what age are kids usually responsible for buying their own gifts for other people without mom and dad still doing it for them? Because that 17-year-old, quite honestly, is going to be 18 in just a couple of months.
If it were me in that position, I feel like the kids don't have to get each other gifts. It'll just be a little family Christmas where mom and dad still get the kids something, but I don't want to put the pressure on the three kids to have to figure out how to get each other.
Well, what about
something?
What if it was the 17-year-old? Okay, let's say, should the 17-year-old buy a Christmas present for mom and dad?
No? Me, I'm like, nah. Personally, I would, I'm big on financial money management, financial literacy. I'd
right,
like,
but you're telling me when you were 17, you're saying when you were 17, you didn't get anything for your mom.
I honestly don't remember. I don't remember how they did it. And I think they were kind of in the same position, whereas they're like, you're young, put that money away. You don't need to worry about getting us something for Christmas.
Okay, fine. But in the real world where people actually buy
that
Christmas presents.
That should be the real world. Let that be a lesson to some parents listening. That should be the real world.
In reality, when people are buying Christmas presents and not putting the money into a 401k, I'm just wondering what the age is where kids... It's already funny anyway when you are buying presents that the 6-year-old or 7-year-old or 4-year-old is. That's kind of cute, and it's to be expected.
It's a way to just kind of teach them how to give, I think, as well, more than just...
How do you handle it with your two kids?
It's just a little bit of everything. I mean, they have the little school store that they go to, and you hand them some cash, and they go in there and... You know, buy some little trinkets and stuff, which is cute, and it gives them the opportunity to do a little.
But I mean, do you take them to the mall?
Even though all that stuff's junk, every parent knows that it's all crap. But yeah, like if we're
to Walmart and Target,
sure,
and give them some money.
If we're out and about, and we're if I'm with my son and we're at the store and we see something, I'm like, do you think mom would want that for Christmas? And he'd be like, yeah. I was like, why don't we get that, and then you can give it to her for Christmas.
See, that's totally normal.
I think that's totally normal. Yeah,
that's
and
normal.
It
that's
shows
the way
them that
done.
You got to give a little bit at Christmas and not think of yourself and
or
blah,
your
401k.
Blah,
blah. More of a Roth IRA, I think. But yeah. So I think that's kind of what we do. Lila, I mean, she's still so small that we're gonna pick a few things up and be like, here, you can give this to Reed or you can give this to mom. Or she's still small. I mean, come on. So yeah, that's kind of how we do it. But I hate putting the pressure on a teenager to have to, I mean, especially if you're already putting pressure on them to pay for their car insurance or car payment, and they're maybe not working a lot and still studying for school. And
well, I have
I hate
admit,
to put
I
the
have,
pressure.
I have no idea if this family is making them pay for any of their
all that stuff.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't get
Speaking
into that.
Of the way it should be.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we charge Zoe for all sorts of things. She has to.
How's she doing it this year? Is she buying you guys stuff?
Yeah, but she's always been kind of into that.
Yeah.
God knows, Jeremy. She is a shopper.
in the opportunity to shop.
Man, I got to tell you, I laugh about it because when I go to the mailbox, we probably get at least 5 packages a week every week for her that she has ordered for herself.
Dang.
And it's not just like junk. A lot of it's for her little business because she will buy like distress clothing or whatever, distress it, and then she sells it on her own little online shop. So yeah, I get all that.
That's great.
But she has no problem shopping whatsoever. And yeah, so that's not been a problem with her. And she's 19. So by
For sure.
Your own stuff.
What I hate is what we're doing now, too, is this weekend I had to pick up a few backup gifts and just a few little things.
What's a backup gift?
It's a backup gift just to have at the house in case somebody comes by and gives us something.
Right.
Or gives the kids something, you know, and you're like, we got you some wine, you know. You got to have those extra little gifts kind of laying around.
Do you have to have other kids' gifts, too?
That's funny. Yeah, because we just found out there's 2 of our kids' friends that got gifts for Reed and Lila. So now we've got to go and get something to give in return. But with us and like the adults, you got to find that balance of having a backup gift that looks really good to give somebody in an emergency and still good enough to keep around the house and enjoy yourself if you don't end up using it. So we're big on the wine.
Or could you just keep it in a closet and wrap for next year?
Right, you could do that too. Candles last, wine
lasts. I suppose it has to be something that would still be relevant a year from now.
Right.
You know, especially if you're buying for neighbor kids or something.
Right.
You know, maybe it's kind of, you know how the whole Christmas card thing is? Like, you told me that you're not sending me a Christmas card anymore because I don't send them out.
Yeah.
Is it the same kind of thing with gifts? Like, if people come over and they just ring your doorbell and they go, hey, we got this gift for you. If you're just like, hey, thank you very much, but you don't give anything in return, then the next year you won't have to worry about it because they won't bring you one.
You hope, yeah.
I mean, isn't that pretty much
the
way it is?
Or it gets awkward because then you'll walk over to your neighbor's house and give them something because they gave you something last year, but then this year they won't have anything for you because you didn't have anything for them last year. So it's a vicious cycle.
Look, we have said it before. Sucks. And we'll say it again, gift exchange stuff during the holidays can be one of the most stressful things in people's lives. And it's supposed to be a time of joy, right? And instead it's like, oh God, we didn't get them anything and they got us.
It's so much pressure. It's so exhausting to think about all this that I love it when, you know, January rolls around and you're just kind of done with all this.
We survived it.
You survived. You're like,
that's one of the thing about, for me, moving away and moving to a small town where I don't know anybody, nobody will be ringing our bell.
Unless your neighbors pop by just because.
I don't think they will. They didn't. Let me see. This is technically our 3rd Christmas in this house. Mm-hmm. It hasn't happened yet.
Okay, so you're in the clear. You're fine.
We're fine. Right now, we're just a polite wave to each other as we go by.